Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolic Round the World. Kimmy Dennigan will be here. He had to go back to school. Hear about that. Hopefully Louis will be on. I don't hear my engineer. Engineer, where are you? Anyway, a lot of stuff going on. We'll tell you about the latest with the president. Well, Stanley, how would you like a nice big ice cream soda with nuts and whipped cream and a cherry at the top? Well, I'd love that. When am I going to get it? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Because all we have is 15 cents. 15 cents. Gee, you'd be better, a lot better off if you had some common sense. Oh, shut up. Now, here's what we're going to do. We got these two girls, and we're going to take them out and treat them to a soda. 15 cents. That means only three of them can have a soda. Well, you don't need a soda. You look like a soda pop. Now, here's what we're going to do. When we get to the soda shop, I'll say, soda, soda, soda. Three sodas. And when I turn to you and say, what would you like, Stanley? You say, nothing, thank you. Have you got that? Because we've only got 15 cents. Yeah, soda, 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 and I get none. That's right. Now, don't forget. Oh, hello, girl. how would you girls like a nice soda?
Oh, yeah.
Come along. Soda, soda, soda. We'll have three sodas. And, and what would you like, then? And I'll have an ice cream. Now, when I say, what would you like? You say, I don't care for anything, thank you. Have you got that right? Well, I am thirsty, and I think I did. We only have 15 cents, and I'm doing it for the girls. Oh. Now. Soda, soda, and soda. And what would you have, Stanley?
Well, I'll have a banana
I told you we only have 15 cents. How are you going to have a banana split? If they're having a soda and I'm having a soda on 15 cents. Well, I don't know. Can't you stretch a nickel into a quarter? Oh, shut up. soda, soda, soda. Here you are, girls. Here's your soda. And what would you like, Stanley? Well, I'll have a double fudge sundae with the whipped cream and cherries and nuts all over it. Well, the moral of that story is you take a girl out for soda, make sure you got enough money. All right, in a sight. And let's see, Louie will be here tonight. Dinigan had to go back to school. Oh, did you hear the latest news on the president? Oh, would you mind releasing that board, please?
Oh, yeah, no problem. If I could find it.
I mean, I know you're hard of hearing, but I didn't think you would, too.
That's true. Hold on, I am trying to stop it. It's not doing it. Sorry. Here it is. Okay.
Hit it.
Here it is.
So, first I heard the president that on the news, heard that he got in trouble because he lied to the American public. Well, that's nothing new. I mean, every politician lies to the American public. What? They ought to stop making a big deal out of that and just expect it and say, oh, yeah, Senator. Now, which part of the statement that you have made is a lie and which part is, I beg your pardon? Well, we all know that standard procedure for politicians to, shall we say, stretch the truth. I don't crush any truth. Oh. Well, what do you do? I just don't tell it. Oh, all right. Well, that's even worse. Well, now, so Mr. Biden told a lie when he said that he didn't know that his son was involved with, shall we say, a potential shady deal. Well, I don't. It was just shady. He just went. He wanted to keep out the sunlight. He pulled down the shade. Will you cut that out? Now, and then the other day I heard that Hunter. What a name, Hunter. I don't want that. My kid named Hunter. Hunter, get in here. I'll be right in, Dad, as soon as I shoot this animal. Now, will you cut that out? So Hunter got arrested for carrying firearms. And did you hear? Oh, this is quite a story. It was all over the papers in the news. And he went into the police precinct and he said, do you realize who I am? And the cop said, yes, sir. We know who you are. We know very well. We have your description right here. I don't mean that. I mean, do you know who my father is? Well, yes, we have an idea. What do you mean, an idea? My father's the President of the United States of America. How dare you question me having a gun? I need a gun. Well, what for? I got to protect my father. Well, doesn't he have the Secret Service? Well, of course he's got the Secret Service. Well, what's wrong with them? I can't tell you. It's a big secret. Would you? So they took his guns away, and now he has to go to court. Wouldn't it be funny if he shows up with another gun in court? You know. Mr. Biden, what are you doing with that gun? Oh, pardon me. I thought I was in Texas. You know, in Texas, Mary's boyfriend, Timmy, told me that you can walk around with a gun right on your hip. You don't even have to hide it.
Wow.
You know, just walk around with it. And, you know, like they used to do in the Old West, you know. I said to him, well, don't they have a lot of gunfights? He said, nope, they don't, because they know everybody has a gun.
There you go.
That's a weird deterrent.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that would work in New York.
Oh, no, they'd shoot somebody.
You give everybody a gun, and they're going to start shooting all over the place.
That's right.
All right, in a sight. And let's see, Louie will be here. Oh, I have here the remedy how to remove your mother-in-law from the premise without violence.
Oh.
Call Devin Fernandez in Third Eye Insight and let him come over and give old mama a couple of lessons. Anyway, 631-445-3464. That's the number for the Third Eye Insight.
Hey, yeah.
Devin Fernandez. And, I want to thank the lady today on the subway who said she missed me. Yeah, nice lady. She said, I've been listening to you for 45 years.
Wow.
Oh, I'm glad you're still alive.
Well, I retired. I don't work anymore. And I'm still listening to you. These agencies they ought to straighten their ass out.
She's yelling all over the subway, help this man. He's a good man. Help him.
That's great.
Thank you, miss. I don't know your name, but I know your voice. All right, Inner Sight. And, Dinnigan back to school. Got him coming up. Louie coming up. And what else we got?
What about Able News, I guess?
Well, I know we got Able News. All right, run the Able News. Go ahead.
Okay.
Able, running about.
Yeah.
Disabled.
Okay.
Run it.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a sight, and let's see, I have some funny anecdotes. A couple of those. But, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, catering, food, drinks, everything, anything you want, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. And, of course, you'll see the beautiful signs of Milton over there, the guide dog. If I ever get my hands on the son of a bitch who killed me, will you cut that out? get him out of here. Anyway, yeah, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, October 13th, their self-advocacy awareness workshop over there at Silo. And a week after that, the first news conference on how to get rid of the nursing homes.
I like that.
and we're going to tell it like it is, and we're going to have other people tell it like it is. All right. People are beginning to send me messages. Oh, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Stopped on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Need dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony. 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. And I'll be meeting with my other buddy, Tony, on Monday. Has a donation for us. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
I want to thank the Islip Cleaners. I'll be popping in there, see if I can get a swindle them out. I mean, to get a donation. Get him out of here. I told you, don't let him in here. Anyway. Yeah, anyway. The beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, those are some of the past on.
Wow.
Young past on. And Athena is one, she's still with us, thank God.
Yeah.
But go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminds you. All right. And let's see, what else we got? Big East, the key to rescue. Joanne Diamond, the key to lady over there. Big East, key to rescue. 388-7004. What is that? 609. 388-7004. Big East. A key to rescue at Verizon.net. So check them out and adopt an Akita. All right. Inner Sight Frolics. A couple of anecdotes. One that I remember, there was a guy, I don't even know if he's still alive. His name was Joe Pine. He had a talk show on Channel 5 how many years ago, 20, 30 years ago. And he had this one guy on who was the head of the Church of the Devil. See? And talking to him, he's interviewing him, you know, he's trying to get some information out of him and all that. He said, you know, Harry, I think his name is Harry. You know, Harry, I would tell you where to go, but you would enjoy it. Harry freaked out. Oh, yeah, Harry goes, I'd love it there. Yeah. He said, yeah, well, I think you need help, Harry. You better go see a doctor. And make sure he's not from your church either. That was Joe Pine, you know. Then there was one with Groucho Marx. He had this guy on, his wife, and this guy had 20 children.
Oh, wow. 20.
The foster's he said, what does it say? Hey, you got 20 children? He said, yeah. He said, and Groucho says, well, how is that possible? And the guy said, well, I love my wife. And Mark says, well, I love my cigar, but every once in a while I take it out. Groucho Marx.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was funny, that guy.
He is.
All right, anybody got any anecdotes, you know, from shows and funny things or weird things, call us. 213-816-1650 with any of the, I call them anecdotes. I guess that's the right terminology. I don't know. All right? Let's see. Well, give me some honeymoon music in there, Rocky
okay.
Boy.
Here you go, it's coming. All right, here it is.
Going to be the new traffic manager for the bus company, and I want to get in good with him.
Bert Wiedemeyer? Who's Bert Wiedemeyer?
I just told you, Alice, he works for the bus company. Now, come on, get dressed. Let's go over there. Woo-hoo, hey, Ralph. What a fancy place this Bert Wiedemeyer has, huh? Look at that. Yeah. Hey, yeah, wait a minute. What's that on the floor? I don't know. Looks like a cookie. Oh, leave it there. The cat will get it.
I heard him.
Well, boy, Bert, you sure do make a short cookie, and I like them short. Oh, yeah, well. Well, listen, oh, my wife, she'll be out in a little while. She had to fix her makeup. Oh, yeah, well, a girl should never go out without makeup. Right, Alice? I mean, look at Alice. She always looked like some ghost that got warmed over.
Thanks a lot, Ralph.
Don't mention it. Anyway, here's my wife now. You got any that what do they call that music when a girl comes in? Boom boom, you got any boom boom music?
No. Let me see. I have Sanford and Son, Laurel and Hardy, Honeymooners. I could put that back.
No. I need boom boom music.
Can I officially go boom boom for you?
Officially go out the door or the window. All right.
Okay.
Hello.
Boom.
Hello. It's so nice for you to be here. Hello.
Mrs. Wiedemeyer, may I say you look suave.
Thank you. Aren't they such gentlemen?
Yeah, such gentlemen. I'd like to give them one belt in the mouth.
Don't listen. We didn't have our dinner yet, so would you all like to join us? Sure, thanks, Bert. I wouldn't think of having it without you. Bert Wiedemeyer.
Hmm?
Yeah, so, Alice got all upset because Ralph didn't notice her. And then she says,
What do you think of my dress, Ralph?
Your stockings are crooked.
Woo!
All right. So they made a big hit with Bert Wiedemeyer, but the girls didn't like him. All right, in a sight, anybody on the line, if you don't have any jokes or you can't act stupid, don't call in.
It's you and I.
6-3, what's the wrong number? Wait a minute. 213-816-1650. Did I tell you the story about my dog on the subway? Oh. And I get on, happened 2 years ago. I get on the subway.
Wow.
And this guy, I sound like a black guy. I can't see him. Everything's black to me. And he's yelling and screaming, and I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to kill them. You all dead on this train. You're dead already. You know, he's yelling. And all the girls are screaming and everything. And people are fainting, you know. And I get on there with, I think it was Mountain.
No Mountain.
And he takes one look at Mountain. And you never saw a guy freeze up so fast. He couldn't even move. He got off the next stop. He walked so slow, I thought he was going to die.
Oh,
I thought it was
God.
So funny. The Mountain didn't even say anything. He just stood there and looked at him. He said, what the hell's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Dogs have an effect on people, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about that, man. But that was so funny.
They certainly do.
Years ago. Hey, we got any calls?
Just us. We had Anthony for a little bit waiting, and then we had Louie for a little bit waiting, and then they both jumped off.
Yeah, Louie's supposed to come on.
Yeah. You want to call
him? Tarango, whatever he does. Let's see. Insight Frolic, let me go down the line. Monday night is Mad or Glad on Insight. Mm-hmm. You can talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. As long as you don't jump out the window. Tuesday's open mic. Come in here and talk about Mr. Biden or, you know. Whenever you want to talk about Tuesday. Wednesday's the nursing home show.
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't want to miss that. You know. And, oh, anybody out there who would like to call in Wednesday and talk about how horrible a nursing home is, we'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, give us all the horrible, filthy garbage. Anything, you know.
Yeah.
All right. That's Wednesday night. Maybe we'll find somebody. Thursday, we usually do a different subject. And Friday is the funnies like it. Listening to tonight. What was that bell that went off?
That's my stupid phone, and I can't see
bell.
It to turn that stupid thing off.
All right, then I'll throw it out the window or something. Unplug it.
There you go. That's an idea.
All right, in a sight, Frolic. You got the. You know what I want to do? Let's do the. If you can find it, let's do the latest Able News with
okay.
the personals. Oh, I love those personals.
Let me find it. Okay.
Looking for the right woman.
Now,
The problem today is. You don't know if you're talking to a woman or if you're talking to a transmononite. I mean, whatever you call those things.
Transvestite? I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know today. You know, it could be somebody disguised as a woman.
Mm.
Or what? You know?
Yeah.
So I only am interested in girls. Girls, girls, and more girls. That's it. Real. Real ones.
Ah, sorry.
All right. So see if you can look up the personal, and we'll
take a look. I have to go. Sorry.
Anything interesting in the personal column in Able News?
Yeah.
If you want to meet the right person, you know, look them up. Or if you want to meet the wrong person,
damn it,
look them up.
Sorry.
That bell sounds like we were in school.
Or dinner.
Get rid of that.
I want badly. Get rid of
speaking it. Speaking of school,
it
why
wakes me up at
that
night,
up,
Frank.
While you're looking that up, Dinnigan last week had to go back to school.
Oh, really? So,
when I was a kid, you know, we were kids, I remember. That was one of the things that Jimmy hated the most, going back to school. So this one time he comes in, you know, in his usual beshuffled way, dragging his feet and takes his coat off and he throws it on the chair. And Miss Martha, Jimmy, hang that coat up properly. And I'm in a bad mood. He goes over to the closet, he opens the closet, he throws it in. Jimmy, put that coat on a hanger.
And make the hang.
What did you say?
No, I didn't say nothing, Miss Ma, nothing. I didn't say nothing. I'm a good boy. I don't say things like that.
I know what he said, Miss Ma.
Can you shut up? I'll punch you in the face.
Oh, my God.
So Dinnigan going on, and Miss Ma says,
Jimmy, what's wrong with you today?
What do you mean? I wake up and go back to school. Miss Ma, why did this school smell like that today?
They cleaned it.
Well, it smells dirty. Miss Ma, how come we have to come back to school? Summer doesn't come over until the 21st of September. I looked it up. 21st, that's when summer is over. So they're robbing us of 2 weeks of summer, the school.
Jimmy, sit down and be quiet and take out your reader.
And read it. Yeah, I wonder. Last year, and Dick was chasing Jane. I wonder if he caught her. I wonder if Dick caught Jane.
Jimmy, don't talk like that. That's dirty.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God. He said that to her?
It's so funny, man. He's going on and on.
Come on. Is school over at 12 o'clock?
No, it's not over 12 o'clock. You know that. Today you have to stay until 4.
4? I'm not going to make it. I'm going to die.
No, you're not. Hey, Frank, when you get a chance, Luby's on the line. Wow. Frank, there's a problem with my sound here. I'm going to jump off and come back in again.
Yeah, Louie's on the line, on the Insight line. Call back in.
Yeah, he said he would.
Yeah. All right, Insight and Louie Rivera trying to, Louie the Lip. trying to make
all... Yeah, I know.
Right here, live. All right. You got him?
Not yet.
Well, let's go. We'll have to call in another engineer or what?
He wants to do my engineering. That's fun.
Well, let's go. Come on. This is a top-notch,
okay,
high-rated show.
Yes,
122. Did we make 122 listeners?
Not yet. We're close, though. 100, and let me look at that. Here it is. 121,948.
Yeah, we almost made it. So two more.
Yeah.
Two more listeners. All right, where's Louie?
Don't know. He's like, he came on at least three times. Let's see. No, he's not there anymore. Let me check now. I refreshed a couple times. Nope. He's still not on.
Ah. All right. Insight. And, you know what I like? I like the old time commercials. They used to have on them. Back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were funny. You had one.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Griffith used to do one. He did the advertised, A1.
A1, what, steak sauce?
Kind of sauce.
Oh.
You know? And, he's on A1 sauce. Now, this sauce is really great. Put it on your steak and on your chops and all that. And you're going to get a lot of nourishment out of A1. He's going, A1. And then some guy comes on and says, that A1 is horrible. I beg your pardon, sir. That A1 ruined my life and ruined my marriage with my wife. That A1 almost killed me. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's got too much pneumoniated hydraulic supplement is in it. What in the hell is that? I don't know, but you open it up, hold it too close to your nose, you can't get your breath, and your feet start smelling. What? Oh. What are you talking about? I had to change my boots 5 times before I went to work. Well, what kind of work do you do, sir? I work in the sewer.
Hey,
I work in the sewer. And you're worried about your feet smelling? For sure. I'm a supervisor in the sewer. I got to go to work with a suit and a tie. A tie and a suit. Tie and a suit in the sewer. Never heard of that. But A1 is the best sauce. Well, don't ever eat it down the sewer. All right, so what happened to the phones?
I was cutting out really bad, too.
What?
It's cutting out really bad, too.
Well, do something about it. You're supposed to be the engineer.
I don't have any kind of, board channels or anything to actually straighten it out. They didn't give us that.
Well, hit it.
Yeah.
Flick it.
I'm sorry.
Keep pushing the button. Do something.
No, they don't have anything. So what do I do in that case?
Create something.
Create something? That's okay. Good. Here's Louis. I'm going to laugh during this. Louis, he's a funny, smart, person, and he really makes things liven up. So here you go,
Louis,
Frank. No, he isn't.
You just said here's Louis.
He was, and then he cut out. Oh, here he is now again. Okay, let's bring him in.
Free.
Hey, Louis.
What happened? What happened? Your phone's out of commission.
No, they're good now.
All right, she's out of commission.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, jeez. I'm out of commission.
Hey, Louis.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3 from inner sight on the Block Talk Radio. I got the swab with me.
Oh.
All right. Now take that swab, see, and go out in the street and interview some girl.
Huh?
Make
yeah.
sure they're girls.
Blonde or brunette or red hair or green hair or red hair?
That's it, green hair. I love green hair. Green and orange.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a girlfriend one time who she made rainbow hair.
Oh, my.
Pretty. Rainbow hair. You know, the only thing is all the birds thought she was a rainbow.
Yeah.
So fire her hair. And then they started taking a poop on her hair, and she had rainbow crap hair. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, so hey, Lori.
Yeah.
You ever put rainbow in your hair?
Yeah, I'll keep putting rainbow. I don't have no hair right now. I got to get a color, hair color for my hair. I got to put red, blue, and white on it.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. there's this place where they sell costumes, you know, Halloween stuff and all that coming up next month.
Famous.
You go there and you
That's
buy some hair. And you paste it on your head. Different colors, different patches of colors of hair. See?
Oh, jeez.
And then we'll make a video of it, and we'll put it up on the Instagram. Louis the Lip Hair. All right.
Then he could sell
Halloween
his.
Lou, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. Now, give us a good, I'm looking for a good song tonight. You know, a song that has a lot of meaning and a lot of pizzazz. Pizzazz.
I like that word.
Cool word, pizzazz.
Yeah.
Look up that word for that. Can you look that up?
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Yeah. All right. Louis, what's a good song with pizzazz? The Magic Touch. You ever hear that song?
Oh, I heard that song.
Louis?
I got the tickle feather with me.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Sing the pickle feather song. Fickle Feather, Piper, Pika, Pecker, Pecker, Pooka, Pepper, Peepa, Papa, Fickle Feather.
Oh, my.
Pickle, Pecker, 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 wherever it is.
That's it. Pickle what?
He also run, how run, how pretty purple people eat a one horn, fly, purple people eat a one horn, fly, four, fly, purple people. Sure, gotta love drops to me.
Hey, that's a cool song.
I like that.
That's a good song for Louie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Purple,
hey,
paka, paka, boom, papa, people eater. Hey, Louie.
Sure.
Put you...
No, hey, Frank, listen to this. When I saw the thing with out of the sky, there's a one horn, one big eye, working and shaking in the center ring. He looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a wild horn, fly, purple people eater. Wild horn, fly, purple people eater. One horn, fly, fall, fly, purple worm. Sure, give the love up to me. I told Connie and Chris he wouldn't get boogie down. He won't give me love, so he'll turn me down. And meanwhile, Connie and him talk to me. And Connie and Chris, you're the cute on TV. It's where's that from? Knocking from down purple people eater. Love that Connie and Chris down purple ears. I love short, pretty little people. What the sight to be. He was blowing his head and knocking him dead. And I went knocking his thing with it in front of his head.
Hey, that's pretty good, man.
By the way, what am I supposed to be looking up again?
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. Okay, thank you.
That word?
I had a dream, Frank.
Oh, really?
Pizzazz.
Yeah, I am.
That chick was sitting on my lap. That female blonde brunette sitting on my lap.
Who's that?
Some blonde Puerto Rican sitting on my lap. I can't come up for air. I went ow, ooh, ow, hurt, ooh.
Oh, what's
ow,
her name?
Ooh. I don't know. Someone sitting on me. I don't know. Sitting on my lap.
Louis got a blind Puerto Rican sitting on his lap.
Woo!
All right. In a sense,
they make me feel better.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you find the word pizzazz?
No, not yet. I'm spelling it wrong,
oh.
I think.
Hey, Suzanne?
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne?
Yes.
That woman gave me a nice big hug and wet kissy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Turn Louie on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Pizzazz means you got... charisma, you got class.
You got class.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're fancy, that's what it means. You're dressed fancy.
That's a good word.
You got pizzazz.
Yeah.
That's what I think it means. Yeah. You know?
I was doing a joke about a purple people, yeah, about... Told Connie and Chrissy to me, and Connie Chrissy's in the number one show called Date Night on TV on Public Access. And me and Connie kiss each other and work like antilly people to me.
Hey, you would have gone on that show and sing that Purple People Eater song.
I like that song.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
All right, Inner Sight and Louis the Lip Rivera. Hey, Louis, you going to the city tomorrow?
No. I wish I could go. I have to get a new half fare, Metro card reduced fare.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you do? You get it in Spanish?
I can't read Spanish.
Well, you get a Spanish card, and you try to go through the English turnstile, and it doesn't work. What kind of use this in here now? No good, is it? It's Spanish. You got to go to the Spanish subway. So a guy goes in the upstairs, and he goes to the subway, and he gets a sandwich. No, that's the wrong subway. That's no mean of that. You got to go in the Spanish subway with the mira que tata perrevo, three in there.
Yeah.
All right, in his sight.
Hey, I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you too, Louis. It is the best.
Spanish card work anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
English. Frank, have a good weekend, and Suzanne too. Hey, by the way, why'd you put me on that Inner Sight show? What do you say? It'll solve something.
Yeah, next month I'm going to have you on.
Oh, that's good.
October be good.
Yeah.
Suzanne, you got my phone number, Suzanne, right? And,
I do.
And call my house?
Yep. Yeah, I could call your house.
Okay.
I got to call Senior.
I'll go to Suzanne's house and have a good time.
First you have to talk to my husband.
Yeah. I didn't met your husband before?
I don't think so, no. He never
comes
to the
studio. Give my regards.
Oh. That's cool, Lily. I got a fan loved by me. Oh.
I like you wearing glasses on Inner Sight.
Oh, really?
Wait, you
that's
went
cool.
With those real sunglasses?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, want to try mine on?
I can't because that one really helps me.
Yeah, I know. I got a bigger size. It fits my eyes.
Oh, see?
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Okay. Have a good weekend. I love you guys.
You too,
Suzanne.
Hey, Louis,
oh,
thanks for
I like
coming
you
up.
Too.
Okay, take care.
Take care, Lou.
Hey, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye, Lou.
Frolic and a little change of pace. National Guide Dog Month. Don't forget to sign the...
Did you see AJ's?
In honor of Milton, a guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation over a year ago now. Sign the petition. License the schools. Regulate them. Help us make the school responsible for what happened in Milton. They be accountable for that.
Yeah, they should be.
If we get enough signatures, we're going to make them accountable.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Insight. And you can follow us on Instagram. Hey, can you find us on Instagram?
Yeah, I could look if I could find it. I hope it's not too small.
Click it on.
Yeah, give me a second.
Insight
address. Hold on.
Inner Sight Advocate on Instagram. See what you get.
Oh, Inner Sight Advocate? It's different. Okay.
That's what I was told.
Advocate. A-D-V-O-C-A-T. Okay, Inner Sight Advocate. Gave me it.
You have Instagram open?
I'm sorry?
You have
Hold
the
on.
Instagram open?
Not yet. I'm going for it, and then I have to, it'll be good. Hold on. Inner Sight Advocate. And let's see.
If you can find
it. Well. Roslyn Heights.
All right.
Does he live in Roslyn Heights?
What?
Not live. Does that, you know, come from Roslyn Heights?
What? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about, you know, when you recorded it. how, you know, people, do they all come from Roswell and Heights or another place? I don't know. Because I'm trying to look for it, and I can't see it. It's too small.
I'm talking about Instagram, Inner Sight.
Yeah, I'm going there. Hold on. Well, Instagram's part of Facebook, I believe, and now Facebook is right here. Okay, and I could get the Instagram, too.
I don't know.
Looking for something that I can't see.
To see if you can pick it up.
Yeah, I know.
All right, in this time, we're going to be with you Monday, Matt or Glenn.
Hey,
don't
sorry.
Forget, have a good weekend. All right, be quiet so I can talk to people. Monday, Man of Glad will be with you. Hope you had a little crazy fun tonight with Jinjin and Louie. Little Laura and Hardy, you know, honeymooners and all that. So, we get a little whacked out, but it's all right. now, like I always say, don't try any of this stuff at home. See?
Yes, it's the truth.
It's all in fun. With Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want anybody to have any mishaps. Did you find the Instagram?
No, I'm looking still. I'm having trouble seeing, Frank.
Having trouble seeing?
Yeah, I'm not able to see it. Well, it's too small.
Blowing up.
I thought you were
the computer expert.
Well, I don't know if I could do that anymore because my eyes are giving me trouble.
Supposed to be able to.
It's horrible.
If you have those phones, you're supposed to be able to.
Expand it, yeah.
Make
it's not doing that.
A lot bigger.
Yeah. By zooming in and zooming out, but I might need to get to learn Braille the rate I'm going.
All right. We're out of time. We'll be with you today, Matt or Glad. I want to thank all our listeners. Don't forget to sign the petition. And you got to get rid of that bell. It's annoying. Get rid of it.
Yeah, I know. I got to do all of it now when I get off. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Be with you Monday, Matt or Glad.
Oh, Jesus.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.